Hey fam, y'all don't even know how excited I am for today because we're interviewing Nastia Lukin, and I actually met Nastia at Dancing with the Stars of all places. What's funny is I was like totally Instagram stalking her. I thought she was so cool, and so I see her at Dancing with Stars and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go talk to her. And she came up and said that I was cute, and I was like, we're gonna be best friends. And a few years later, we're now doing a podcast together. Other life things have happened. I'm sure we'll talk about it in a minute, but let's just dive right into a good friend and an amazing human, Nastia Lukin. Right, welcome to the Whoa That's Good podcast. I am super excited about today because this girl, let me just say, you inspire me on the daily. I'm not even kidding. Can I just tell you that I watched your American Ninja Warrior video the other day? I was like, what can you not do? Like, seriously, that was crazy. You're obviously a 5-time Olympic medalist. You started a grander event. You've done so many things in your life. And so first of all, I just want to say, girl, way to go. Way to just do it. It's super awesome to watch. Yes. And I know that a lot of girls look up to you. I know that, honestly, probably not even girls. Probably, I know the whole world looks up to you, especially during the Olympic times and everything. And I think that it's cool. You know, we get to see these people who inspire us and hear from these people that give us words of inspiration. But I'm curious to know, what is the best piece of advice that you've ever personally received?
That's a good question. I feel like I've been so lucky to be surrounded by so many amazing people throughout my life, both when I was competing, but also now just in life. And, you know, whether that's business advice, relationship advice, just life advice. But I feel like the one piece of advice that has really stuck with me ever since I was a little girl, and this is something that my mom told me, I feel like when I was maybe like 10 years old. So it's kind of stuck with me, and I can apply it to so many different parts of life. But, you know, there were days where when I was training for the Olympics that, you know, it was really challenging and tough. And I was training 7 hours a day, 6 days a week. Wow. And, you know, there were times where I just was exhausted, frustrated, you know, it was mentally challenging at times. And, you know, those were the moments where I felt like giving up, where I felt like quitting. And, so I remember coming home sometimes from practice and telling my mom, you know, I just want to quit. I don't want to do this anymore. And she was like, that's totally fine. You can quit, but not today. And she would make me go back to the gym the next day, the next day, the next day, until I had one good day. And, you know, sometimes that was the next day. And sometimes that took a week or, you know, 3 days, five days, however long. And, you know, because moms know us best, and we don't have to tell them when we have a good or bad day. So I would come home after a good day and she would say, okay, great. Now you can quit gymnastics. We'll enroll you back in, you know, to public school, find another activity. And I would be like, I don't know what you're talking about. I never said I wanted to quit.
Oh my gosh. That is awesome. That's so good. I feel like that's actually super inspiring for the parents too, to hear that, because I always liked how my mom, she was kind of similar in that, like, she would actually give you the option to like back out. And like, you know, I think that a lot of parents think that they need to like push their kids to like, do it. But sometimes just, you know, just throwing out that little question like, oh, no, you can quit. That's okay. But not today. And like letting us sit on it, because then we're like, oh, wait, no, why did she say that?
Yeah. Yes. It just like has stuck with me. So like basically not quitting or giving up on a bad day, because we're all going to have bad days. Like no matter what we're doing, whether, you know, it's a sport, whether you're an artist, whether, no, like everybody is going to have bad days in their lives. Unfortunately, that's like inevitable. And so it's, I've just constantly had that in the back of my mind. So anytime I'm going through, you know, a hard time or a frustrating time in life and business and relationships, whatever it is, you know, take a breath, like go back to like your goals. And that's also so important. And what is driving you? What is, you know, what's your mission? What are your dreams? What's your purpose? I think that's, so shout out to my mom.
shout out to the mom. That is awesome. That's so good. I was going to ask, because I just love that you started this event, this grander event. And I was so honored to be a part of it. And I really want you to talk about it because I feel like kind of even what you just said, I'm sure that doesn't just apply to Olympics. I'm sure that applies to the event and several other things you've done in your life. What was it like starting this and kind of where did that purpose come from? Where did your passion come from for it? And what do you hope for it to be in the future?
Sure. So my fiance played hockey. So, you know, we obviously aligned on many things, but one of those being the importance of having a great mentor in your life, both on the field of play, you know, so for him on the ice, for me in the gym, and but even more so, you know, off the field of play. So, you know, whether that's just life, business, relationships, friendships, any of that, and just having somebody in your life that you're able to learn from and look up to and, you know, get advice from. Yeah. And, as I said, I was so lucky that I had such you know, both my parents were Olympic and world champion gymnasts. So,
oh, wow. Y'all know I love a good story. I love hearing about a story, listening to a story, and there are so many unforgettable stories and characters out there, and Audible is here to help you discover all of them. Audible is the home of storytelling and lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one simple, convenient app. They offer an amazing selection of audiobooks from every genre, like bestsellers, new releases, memoirs, mysteries, business, and more. There's always something new to discover along with your old favorites. If you're a thrill seeker, Audible is the place for you. Their selection of mystery and thriller titles, plus highly anticipated new releases, will keep your heart racing month after month. And Audible's next listen recommendation means that there's always something that you'll love at your fingertips. Audible members get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and even podcasts. You can download or stream them wherever you would like and whenever you would like. Plus, members can pick one title every month from the entire catalog to keep. With thousands of titles, you'll definitely find something you love all in one convenient app so that you can listen anywhere, anytime. So if you're into the whole crime mystery thing, my sister actually just told me about a title called The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And I gotta be honest, I'm not really into these kind of things because I get too scared too easily. And she was like, no, it will not scare you. You will love it. You'll be so into it. So I guess that's gonna be my next listen. So new members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/woe or text woe, W-H-O-A to 500-500. That's audible, audible.com/woe or just text woe to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days. Go check it out, friends.
Right. I had a very, very unfair kind of advantage as an athlete because, you know, they had been there, they had done that, they had the best advice in the world. So I didn't have to go too far. That being said, I know like that doesn't really happen. And so, and you know, for him too, he just like always looked up to, you know, the older guys, whether it was on his team or, you know, he would just constantly be looking for information on, you know, what drives them and what they ate, what, how they slept, like all of those things. And so that was kind of like the original idea of really, truly just trying to provide a platform, and create this global community to inspire the next generation. Yeah, and after doing a lot of research, we just realized like how underserved, you know, the female market and the female demographic truly is in terms of content, in terms of, you know, that education. And, you know, I do have to like say, I really feel like we've, as a community, as a whole, we're making, you know, great strides, but I feel like, you know, there's still that gap. And so that was kind of like the main idea. So we developed a piece of technology. We made this app and started in, you know, our first community. We wanted to first focus the app on sports and gymnastics specifically, just because we felt like between my connections and just my knowledge, like that was a great place to start. That being said, like, we plan, you know, to take this, you know, all across different verticals, not just sports. And then the event, which we were so, so, so honored to have you be part of last year. And it was just so cool for us because I think, you know, our main audience last year, there were definitely a lot of gymnasts. But I think what was so cool, and we still talk about this, you know, to this day, was your message and, you know, truly realizing also like, you don't have to like be a gymnast to like go through these things or to understand these things or, mm-hmm. you know, to push yourself and to get through these obstacles and these challenges in life. Every single person goes through them. And yeah. so I just feel like you totally resonated with so many different people and not just like the young girls with my, it was like all ages across the board. And, it was so special. And that actually kind of got us, you know, kind of thinking like, okay, this really isn't just for gymnastics. This doesn't just even apply in sports. This is truly like an everybody thing. Wow. And, you know, we can all be inspired by one another and learn from one another, even if we don't know about each other's industries.
Yes. Wow. That is so cool. Like, I think it's really cool because before you even said that at the end, I was thinking how awesome it is that, you know, not everybody can relate to being a 5-time Olympic medalist, but everybody can relate to what you just said about you and your husband. Y'all just related on a topic. Y'all both were like, you know what? We got great advice from people. And that like inspired you and triggered this passion in you to be like, wait, I don't want to just sit on that and be like, yay me, I got this. I'm going to like actually take this and what I've learned from this and do something with it. And like, that is the whole point of like this podcast. That's the point of like, I think that's the point of like even the gifts that we have in life and the gifts that we've received is like, don't just take it and run with it, but take it and get passionate about it and then give it back and see what you can do to like influence your community or your generation. And you guys are like blowing my mind by doing this, because I think that it's so important. I think it's so good. And I don't just think it's good for girls and for Olympic girls or gymnast girls. I think it's good for the moms that are coming, the literally our whole generation. And with your husband doing it too, that's like super, super powerful. And so I wanted to talk to you about this because this is something that I think through your Instagram and through even just knowing you as a person I've seen is really important. You really invite your friends into all the things you're doing. And I think that's so cool because I think that a lot of times it's like, you know, we get in that competitive mindset, and especially like, I know just being out in LA every now and then, you almost feel this competitive like atmosphere, but there is such an importance to having community. And seeing you with your husband and you and Sean and you and the other gymnast girls, like what does that kind of look like for you in your life? Maybe, the importance of it and just how you do that.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting that you bring that up because I feel like it's truly just been within the last few years that I feel like I've really realized that. And I think a lot has, you know, has to do with me growing as a person, but also the people that I've been so, so fortunate to surround myself with. So, you know, with Matt, like he was, you know, played hockey. He was on this team. He was constantly around teammates and all this stuff. But at the same time, for me, it was, that's my dog.
Welcome the dog.
I apologize, but
that's awesome.
You know, keeping me safe sometimes.
That's awesome.
Probably the mailman that she's trying to attack. But so anyways, I feel like, you know, gymnastics is also like, yes, there's a team competition, but it's truly an individual sport. And so for me, for so many years, I truly felt like that competitive vibe on the competition floor, but also just in life. And and I didn't even realize how much I hated it until I like was able to step away from it and actually realize how important it was to truly support each other. I feel like 5 years ago, you know, I wouldn't have been able to even do something like this because I feel like I would have just wanted it to be like all about me or, you know, what can I do to like make myself better or, you know, inspire. I don't know. Like I just feel like my mindset has, I've just grown so much and learned so much and realized like, this isn't about me. This is way, way bigger than just me. And so, I mean, I owe a lot of that, I feel like, to my fiance and just like the people that I've been so lucky to get to know. And, you know, people like you that, you know, I'm just like so, it's hard. It's so hard, I feel like, to find good people in your life. And it sounds like super, super simple, but it's not.
No, it's really not.
And people that just make you want to be a better person, people that inspire you, people that drive you, but also that like love you for just who you are and not your accomplishments and not, you know, what you can do for them and vice versa. And so, I guess I feel like these last few years have just been a little eye-opening to me in the sense of like truly wanting to give back and wanting to help others, as opposed to, you know, and not to like blame gymnastics, but mm-hmm. for 22 years of my life, like I kind of had to be.
Yeah, selfish. That was your mindset.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I'm training 7 hours a day, like the rest of the time that you're not training, you're thinking, okay, how can I like get my body back in that peak state in order to do, you know, good wow. at training again wow. the next day and for the next competition and the next year and the Olympics and the World Championships. So it really wow. kind of was about me and like only me for so long that like I didn't even realize it until I stepped away and I was like, wow, okay, I need to like kind of readjust some things.
Wow, that's like, thank you so much for sharing that, because I feel like that's probably a lot of people. And I just gotta tell you, just so you're affirmed in this, you probably already know this, but you radiate what you just said. Like, you seriously wow. radiate welcoming people in. And I love what you said. You said something in there, you're like, you know, I probably wouldn't even be able to do this if I wouldn't have been able to say, this is not about me, this is about like everybody else. Because I think that people need to understand that, like, if you just try to do things by yourself and you have that competitive mindset, you don't have that inclusiveness to you, you don't have that community aspect to your life, you actually are limiting the things that you get to do, because there's really not that much we can do and that far we're going to go when we're just stuck with ourselves. Because, you know, I believe God didn't just make us with like the total package. I think that the beautiful thing is we all have different strengths and we all have different aspects to us, that it's like, you try to do it for yourself, you know, you'll make it so far, but grab exactly. the people around you who have the strengths that you're a little bit weak in, who have the ability to do things that you could never do, and you're going to run so much further, so much faster. And I think that that's probably one of the key points to this event that you're doing, is you have so many people a part of it and your heart's and like right in the center of it, and this joy and this like excitement and this passion is just like radiating through it. But the fact that you're willing to open your arms and invite your friends in, it reaches so many people. And I think a lot of people need to hear that, especially our age, because you get stuck in this mindset of like, what am I going to do for my life, what am I going to do for the future of my life and the money that I'm going to make and da 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 da. And if you would just step outside of yourself and look around and say, what do I really need to do? Like, what is the world missing right now that maybe I have that I can offer? And girl, you do that. And it's beautiful.
No, yeah. And I think like gymnastics, you know, I'm so, so thankful for like that first chapter of my life. But I've truly had to kind of relearn things and adjust a lot of different things in my life and priorities. And for so many years, it was truly about trying to be the best. And so I felt like, you know, I was defined by what color medal I got or what place that I finished. And so when I was finally able to realize that life isn't, you know, you're not going to be defined by a gold medal, a first place finish, you know, having the highest salary, the best job title, you know, having the most Instagram followers. Yeah. Like, it's really, really difficult in this, you know, world that we live in with yeah. social and constantly just like comparing ourselves to others, as opposed to, you know, being in this together and helping each other out and not just like competing with each other constantly. Yeah.
That's so good. I love, like, because the whole podcast, the one question is like, what's the best piece of advice you've ever been given? And I think that the beauty of like everything we've just said is, it's like, I love how this is not posed as like, what's the best piece of advice you can give? It's like, no, what's the best piece of advice you've been given? Because even that in itself, you have to like posture yourself to open your heart out to receive from somebody else. And then you're really not promoting yourself. You're promoting what somebody else gave you, that advice that they gave you. And I want you to hit on this. This is the last question I'll ask, but I love that your advice is from your mom. And I know that you always talk about your parents and how you've just learned a lot from them, and you're so honoring to your parents. And like, not everybody is that way, and not everybody, even I think, especially kids, are willing to like open their heart, even open their ears to like hearing or receiving what their parents are going to say to them. And so I would love for you to just hit on just your relationship with your parents, and like when you maybe something switched and you like, oh, I should like really start listening because they like really got it figured out and I like really don't. Like, what did that look like in your life?
Well, I think because like the first, you know, almost basically quarter of my life was filled with gymnastics, like I definitely always listen to them in the gym, just knowing that, like, okay, well, you know, they're world and Olympic champions. They obviously know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
But I think it was really like, and so I always respected and admired them, but I think it was really after gymnastics. And, you know, I'm picked up and moved from Texas to New York City to start going to school at NYU. And I think like that moment where I left home, I'm the only child too, so small, you know, it was just me. And so I didn't quite realize how lucky I was to have such amazing, supportive parents that truly, truly just loved me and wanted the best for me.
Yeah.
And I think like, even though I still like got that like on the phone and like text calls, like whatever, like not seeing that in person. And I, you know, still don't live in Texas, so I haven't like ever moved back home. So I feel like I definitely missed that. And I didn't realize how lucky I was to have that so close to me every single day, right in front of my eyes. And, you know, just, you know, seeing their relationship and how supportive they are of each other, both through the amazing times, but also the obstacles. And, you know, we're all going to have that personally, professionally, you know, in the relationship. And so I truly am lucky to have two amazing role models that are, you know, right in front of me, but that are also there for anything that I ever need. Like, I know that I can call them in the middle of the night and, you know, whether it's to share something exciting or to share something that, you know, is sad or disappointing or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they just like always know what to say. And
yeah,
so
yeah.
I think we're lucky. And I know you have an amazing relationship with your parents and your family and, you know, I think sometimes we take that for granted because I don't necessarily realize that, you know, some people don't have that because I think we're so lucky to have that, that we like know that it's there. And sometimes I don't, you know, think twice about it, but the more I think about it, the more I just realize, wow, like I truly am lucky to have these two amazing people in my life that no matter what, no matter, you know, the accomplishments, you know, how successful you are, like none of that matters because at the end of the day, they just love you for you.
Exactly. That's so good. And I think that everybody, you know, has probably somebody in their life that loves them for them and that's for them. And I think that's the most important thing is that your parents are so for you. And so they're going to pour into your life. They're going to say the hard things because they're for you and they want what's best for you. And I think that like, if we're taking anything out of this, it's like, look for the people, as far as this question, look for the people in your life that are for you and then open your ears and open your heart to hearing and receiving what they have to say because it's gonna be for you and because they love you. Girl, you amaze me. You are just a well of wisdom and I think that so many people are gonna get, if not one, a lot of things out of this. And so thank you for sharing your heart and just inspiring me today. And I'm sure a lot of people, you truly are just a huge inspiration for our generation and keep going with this event. I support it in every way I can. And I support you and your husband and all that y'all do. Y'all are awesome.
Thanks, Sadie. Thank you so much for having me and right back at you because I, you know, was lucky to meet you. You know, it was like just so happened, like so briefly.
It was.
Dancing with Stars and we just like totally hit it off. And I feel like we truly have so many of the same passions and goals and you know, purpose. And I just am so lucky. I wish we could spend more time together, hopefully in the future. But, you know, just same with you and keep doing what you're doing and truly inspiring millions and millions. So thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Come to Nashville and we'll talk soon. All right. Bye, girl.
Bye. Thank you.
All right, y'all, you know what time it is. Time to call mama. So we're going to call mama with our best piece of advice and our worst piece of advice. Let's see what she has to say.
Hey, baby girl.
Hey, mama. How's it going?
Good.
Good, good, good. All right, well, I just talked to Nastia Lukin. It was awesome.
So cool.
She is like the best. She is just like a ray of sunshine. Okay, she gave really great advice, and now it's time for the whoa, that's good, whoa, that's bad advice from all of the fans. Let's see what we got today.
Bring it.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I'll start with a good one, in my opinion. Take a look at who you surround yourself with. let me just revert. Take a look at who you surround yourself with to take a look at where you are going.
Whoa, that is definitely good. So I think good. Your friendships make a huge difference in your life, yes. And it's also like you attract friends who are going where you're going, you know? And so, yeah. Like, if you're not conscious about it, or that you're not aware of, like, okay, like, who am I surrounding myself with? And, yeah. And where are the people I'm surrounding myself with going? You'll kind of drift. Like, Dad did this analogy one time that I thought was so good about, like, going into the ocean and how, like, if you're out in the ocean and the waves are tossed and all this is happening and you're not paying attention, you'll drift and you'll continuously, like, you end up somewhere that you didn't even want to be, like, you didn't ever plan to be.
Yeah.
Either further out in the ocean or further down because of that undertow. But if you're conscious of it, if you're paying attention to what's happening around you and where you are, you can withstand it. And so I think that's the same with friendship. Sometimes you can just get swept up in it and you realize you're somewhere that you really didn't want to be if you're not surrounding yourself with friends that are good and that are wanting to stand strong.
And I think that just as much of a powerful force as it is in a negative direction, it is in a positive direction if you have good friends. Like, you will end up somewhere you never thought you could be if you have friends who support you and encourage you and seek the gold in your life and bring it out. Like, I see that in my life. Like, in high school, like, who I was surrounded with, like, I didn't think I would ever get to be doing what I'm doing now because I was, like, insecure because the people that I was, like, letting have really loud voices in my ear were, like, kind of feeding that into my life, you know? But, like, now I'm surrounded by people who, like, push me to go, like, further and, like, go, like, way bigger dreams than I could have, like, dreamed before because they just, like, continuously remind me of who I am and of, like, what God can do and, like, the direction that I can go if I just, like, keep going. And so I've just seen it have, like, two huge effects in my life. One in a negative direction and drift far away, and then all of a sudden I'm like, who even am I? And then one in the most positive direction of, like, waking up and being like, who even am I that I'm getting to do all these things because I have such a great support system.
100%. That's so good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is actually, I'm just going to go ahead and say, whoa, this is so bad, in my opinion. It kind of goes off of what I was just saying with all of that. But I think that you can really speak to this because you and Dad, I've heard y'all talk about this a few times, but the bad advice was, don't dream so big. And
whoa, that is really bad.
That actually makes me sad. I'm like, that makes me so sad. But you know how you and Dad always talk about, like, people say, like, did you ever think this was gonna happen? And you're like, mm-hmm. No, but Dad's always been, like, a dreamer, you know?
Yeah. Well, and also, like, I mean, we serve a infinite God. We, like, in the God of the universe lives inside of us. So there is no dream that's too big, you know? And I think a lot of times parents, I do see parents do that. Sometimes they're like, oh, we want our kids to dream big, but not too big because we don't want them to, like, live somewhere else, or we don't really want them to, like, take risk and experience failure and all that. And I think all of that is important for you to, like, for parents to encourage in their kids, like, let them try and fail. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. That's how you learn the biggest lessons in life, you know? And so you should dream big. And, like I said, back to, like, we are serving a God that is huge. Like, his ways are infinite and boundless, and he loves us immensely and unconditionally. And so why would we not dream big?
Yeah, you're never gonna dream a dream that's bigger than what God could do in your life. Like, mm-hmm. You will never risk dreaming a dream too big that God can't put into action and put into play. So it's like, don't be afraid to dream, because even in your wildest dream, even in your biggest, furthest thing, God's like, oh baby, watch me do what I'm gonna do. And normally he, like, doubles it. And even in a really cool way, it's like, you may have this massive dream and it may be huge, but what God has for you, it's just as big of an impact, but it might not be as big of a platform as what you think it's going to be. And I think that it's important. People always say, they're like, well, Sadie, like, how do I be a good, like, you know, how do I be such a good leader, example, whatever, if, like, I don't really, like, have a following, I don't have, like, whatever. And I'm like, I don't think that you can ever really judge it by just a following or a platform or anything like that, because I could have 3 million Instagram followers and not make an impact on one person's life, and I would be doing as big as an impact as if you change one person's life, and that one person went to their people and their sphere of influence and changed their lives. Like, you never know the ripple effect you're going to have. Just like I always say, you know, think about that. Like, the one, it really matters. The one really matters. It really matters to me because I feel like I was the one. Like, when I was sitting at that conference that one time and Alex Seeley came and preached, and I saw this woman, like, just with passion for God and just bringing it, and I thought, I can do that. And Alex Seeley was speaking to a room full of 3,000 people, but one person, like me, took it, and I go start writing books, start the tour, start all these things. And so you just never know how your effect on one person or one thing you're doing in life could end up having massive effect in the world. And it doesn't have to be a massive platform, but it can have massive effect. And so that's another thing. It's like, dream big, dream so big, but don't be so fixated on what that dream has to look like. You know what I'm saying? It's more about like the concept. It's more about the purpose behind it, not necessarily like the place that you're gonna get to.
Yeah, I think that's so true. I think that, like, God's plans are better than yours. So trust in that, like, you're dreaming big and you're going for your dreams, but also trust that, like, God's plans are better and bigger and they're more have greater meaning than yours. And so it might look differently than what you had planned or what you thought, but trust that it's good. There's a quote that I love that this kind of, like, you know, changes the subject a little bit, but there's a quote that I love that says, like, if you try something and you fail, you're not a failure, you're a risk taker.
Oh, that's, I'm wearing a shirt that says risk taker.
I love that. It totally shifts your perspective, because you're like, if you're a risk taker, that's like a good thing. A failure, some people think, is a bad thing, but that's really the truth. Like, if you try something and you fail at it, that doesn't mean you're a failure. That means you took a risk.
Yep.
So and good. That's a good thing to do in life. That, you know, sometimes we have to put ourselves out there, take risks, and if we fail, get back up and try again. That God has other plans for us.
So good. All right. Well, I think that was some really good advice, I have to say.
Me too. I love that one.
All right. Love you, Mama. Talk soon.
Love you. Bye, baby.
Thanks so much for listening to the Whoa, That's Good podcast. We got a lot of good nuggets today. Don't forget to follow me on all the social media platforms I'm on. Instagram, I'm at Legit Sadie Robb. Twitter, Sadie Robb. And follow our Live Original Instagram. Also, I'm Sadie Robertson on Facebook. Head over to liveoriginal.com and subscribe to this podcast. And while you're there, you can see the tour dates that I'm coming to a city near you. Don't forget, please leave comments in the iTunes section and leave reviews. This podcast is produced by Steve Strout and Peter Hartzell, so a huge shout out to them, and a thank you to my LO team. You guys are the best. We love y'all, and we appreciate you listening. I'll see y'all soon.